We are joined here by the voice of the Rockford Ice Hogs, the Joey Z, kind enough to join us here on 104.9 The X. It's Jackson, and obviously, Joey, with the COVID-19 outbreak, things are a lot different than they were at this time last month. How have you been holding up?
Yeah, you know what, Jack? It's great to chat with you again, man. I think this is the first time we've been able to chat since you've been running the board for Rockford Ice Hogs games over on Sportsman Radio 1330. So it's good to catch up with you, and I'm glad you're here. You're doing all right. It certainly is pretty different and how things are looking. I think now as the initial shock is starting to go down a little bit in terms of the emotions attached to it with, you know, the season being suspended, no more games with, you know, still six home games for the Ice Hogs left out on the table, and, you know, a couple more, half dozen other to be played on the road. And it's unique. It's definitely unique. And I know you and I were just talking too about how, you know, we're going to look back at this and the memorable, you know, moments that were coming out of this. And you know what? I'm thankful to report that I'm healthy. The family's healthy. Everybody's doing okay. Like, we're practicing social distancing. We're, you know, staying home and staying strong as everyone, you know, in the state is encouraged to do. And knock on wood, I know it's a trial of patience and a trial of understanding and trying to find that understanding amongst all the various, you know, news outlets and stories that you're reading. But I think it kind of shows at times the best sides of us too, and being able to support each other as a community like the Ice Hogs and 104.9 The X and Sportsman and everybody pulling on the same rope together. And it kind of shows that community value. And you know what, if I'll take that, because that's something that I've really enjoyed seeing over these last couple of weeks, is how we've all been able to come together.
It's crazy, man, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. I'm glad to hear that things are still continuing. And it normally, at this time of the year, it's a busy one for you, because it was shaping up to be an exciting fight for the playoffs with the Hogs. I think at one point it was four teams in the Central separated by one or two points. I mean, what was the vibe like, at least with the team in the locker room, before the season was put on hold?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go on like a winning streak and you play a short amount of games and, you know, a quick amount of time, and all of a sudden, like, you have that long stretch where you only play like one game a week. And it's almost like if you're a player, you want to keep going. You want to keep playing because you got the momentum on your side and everything's seeming to go your direction. And, yeah, the Ice Hogs are right there, tied for the fourth and final playoff spot before the season was put on pause. And right now, I mean, they're right in the thick of things. When you can go from third place to seventh place on a pin drop and on how it's panned out. But, yeah, it was interesting just because, I mean, of the breakdown with it, okay? The Ice Hogs, the last hockey they played was a three-game and three-day weekend, little home-and-home against Grand Rapids and then on the road against Chicago on a Sunday. And I remember vividly telling, you know, some of the staff members and stuff like that, like, you know, 3-3s are tough, especially when you got that afternoon game on a Sunday. Just to mentally, you know, pull yourself up with some travel in between, long bus rides in there as well. And I was just like, whew, like, okay. And at the time, there was still one more to go. So we're kind of joking around about how, you know, endurance-wise and, you know, how much coffee it was going to take to get rolling again. And boy, oh boy, were we glad to have a break ahead of us. And then all of a sudden, you started to see the dominoes fall around the league. And then that Sunday going into Monday, you discover about the NBA having a positive case. And then all of a sudden, you thought, okay, like, if that's that, you know, the other leagues are going to follow here soon. Like, once it impacts one of the big ones like that, you know, be paying attention. And that's exactly what happened. Scheduled to have, like, a coach's show that Monday. That got postponed and then eventually canceled. And then you were scheduled to have, like, great season ticket holder events. So one by one, you start to realize, like, okay, like, things are really starting to snowball here. And then the American Hockey League was right there with the NHL saying, like, you know, everything is suspended and don't expect any hockey before May. And then it's like, okay, like, first, a little bit, you try and figure it out. The players were all staying in town. Everybody was kind of hanging out, sitting tight. And, you know, maybe it'll take like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. This will, you know, blow by. People will stay inside. It'll subside. The curve, as they're saying, will, you know, drop down. Medical professionals will get out ahead of it. But you just kind of saw things unfurl then to what it's become today and then what we're preparing for the future. You know, it definitely impacted the sports world altogether. I mean, you and I are big baseball fans, and we saw opening day come and go. And It was kind of a sad, dreary, ominous opening day, if you will. And you tried to celebrate it at home, but still, it just had those undertones of a time that's certainly going to be remembered for all these postponements and cancellations. But for the Rockford Ice, I tell you what, I mean, everybody is healthy and safe. All the players, once they got the green light to leave the Chicagoland and Rockford areas to head back to their respective homes, very okay. Everyone's back home now, and you know, riding this storm out. And it's still TBD on when we can expect hockey. And I know for the Ice Hogs, in local note, I guess, like, they have so many players that are overseas, Finland, Sweden, Russia, Switzerland. I mean, they kind of run the gamut there. So if you're talking about playing hockey here in a month, 2 months or so, I mean, you're going to have a good challenge trying to get players back across the pond to come back and, you know, run through the medical quarantines, run through the testing, get back into shape, as, you know, most of them don't have access to rinks and gymnasiums and things like that. So, yeah, it's interesting, but I tell you what, we've found ways to keep engaged with our fan bases. I know, you know, when that's the beauty about being in our business, Jackson, is that, you know, people, when after they come home from their work, they want to, you know, let a little steam out, have a little bit of fun. What do? They listen to some great rock and roll music. They come out and enjoy some hard-hitting hockey action, and it's a great escape and a great release. So on that note, the Ice Hogs have been very active on the website and social media, just getting messaging out there and being a solution to find questions of, you know, where can they get a good meal for that night with delivery options or pickup, where can they, you know, work out a ticket solution, where can they find archived games, highlights, catch up with their favorite players, you name it. So long story short, it's been a unique pivot and a unique focus, but at the same time, again, the Ice Hogs want to, this is an opportunity for them to give back to a community that's done so much for them over the years.
Well, what you guys are doing over there at the BMO and on the .com is outstanding, still keeping people engaged and informed. And I was going to ask, with all the travel and everything, that was becoming a very hazy topic for a little while. We didn't really know some of the players who do live overseas, as you mentioned, it was going to be tough for them to get back. And even if there is a resumption in the league year later on, having that quarantine once they return, we don't know exactly when that's going to be. And then you're talking about competing schedules. Have you been able, through the blessing of Zoom or Skype, at least been able to keep in touch with the players?
Tell you what, like it's been through general text messaging and everything, and it's been with a select group too. I know a lot of them are scattered throughout, and some of them are pretty hard to get a hold of. Head coach Derek King just lives a couple of blocks away, but I know he's been pretty well tied up too. But it's difficult. I know they have their group chats and everything like that that they've been able to keep in contact. But just with a select group, it's nice. And again, they're all scattered throughout, but it seems like everybody's in decent spirits. There's a lot of uncertainty, so it's just, you know, what could you talk about if there was something to talk about to cover? But, I mean, I think everybody's kind of at this point now taking it upon themselves personally to utilize this time to, you know, spend with their family and friends that they can be within close quarters with and be healthy with at the same time, too. And because, you know, if there is hockey in the summertime when normally that's your chance to see people you don't normally get to see, like, that could be taken up by games or travel or anything in there. So I think it's starting to settle down now that this is an opportunity, as unique as it is and at times as difficult as it can be, that there are some positives, and it's a chance to reconnect with a lot of people. So for the players, they're just hanging tight. We've been lucky to have some Facebook Live fan Q&As, or a lot of guys have been more than gracious with their time to hop on and join myself and the fan base and answer some questions about what they're doing. And they've been pretty forthcoming, too, about, you know, communication's been fairly limited. At the same time, like, other than hearing from, you know, trainers and nutritionists and, you know, making sure that your diet and everything like that is still on par and you can exercise with, you know, what equipment's available to you or what space is available to you. Outside of that, from a hockey perspective, I mean, they're just like us. They're sitting around waiting and refreshing the Twitter feed or the websites just to see if there's anything new out there. But, they're just hanging on.
And in the meantime, with this time off now, what have you been doing? What have you been doing now that you're off the road?
Well, you know what? Like, I've been thankful and very gracious for the Ice Dogs organization, as well as BMO Harris Bank Center, Coronado Performing Arts, and Rave, the Rockford area venues and entertainment to keep me around and help communicate with a lot of our fan bases, as well as like local media outlets and still keep a lot of those initiatives up and running. So my 9-to-5 is still very busy, and I'm trying to come up with more and more creative ways to engage our fans, to keep conversations going, and again, be an outlet for a little bit of fun for a couple of hours. I think everybody can use that here and there, and running a lot of these ASOC rewind games and going back of, you know, whether it was last season or this past season, and some fun contests that the ASOCs have played in, just to kind of bring that hockey element back into everybody's live, or even just something to have on in the background and while you're, you know, repainting a wall that you've been wanting to do for the last couple of months and you just haven't gotten around to it. So just to be that has been my big task and what I've been very thankful to do. And outside of that, I mean, same as everybody else, like, all of a sudden I start noticing there's, you know, some, you know, the paint isn't quite matching up from one wall to another. There's a couple of chips here and there. I finally folded up some laundry and put that away that's been sitting around. So, I mean,
there you go.
A lot of, like, household chores and trying to better the living situations here in Rockford for myself and my friends and family too. So that's really been kind of it. I'm trying to pick up a hobby. I've been playing a little bit of guitar. I've been doing all that fun stuff, pal. So yeah, that's been my my big plans these past couple weeks.
You picked up the guitar. How long have you been playing?
I have been playing, off and on. I can't say I'm any good, but I've been playing since college, actually. And I've actually, there was a good stretch of time where I was, like, collecting guitars, believe it or not. And I'm a big Les Paul guy, so I had one of pretty much every color I can think of and one of every musician that I've ever loved, too. But the problem is I'm a lefty, so they don't make a whole lot of guitars for lefties, unless you're, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, or Paul McCartney, or any of those guys.
Some of the greats, too. You would think they would have a lot more out there in case if somebody wanted to learn it that way and model their playing style off of some of those guys.
Yeah, but I, you know, so every now and again, I'll find a little gem here, a couple acoustic guitars, a couple of electric, and thankfully, you know, with technology being what it is, there's always websites to learn a few chords or learn a few songs and play along. And what's fun, and then again, with this, with what we're going through, is you're seeing a lot of musicians doing those live concerts from their living room and answering fan questions. So, I mean, I've submitted questions and had them answered by so many great musicians that I've looked up to, and, you know, and then I'll try and play along with them, and that's what makes it kind of fun. So I got a little studio, if I even dare call it that, in my basement, and yeah, I'm sure my neighbors are more than happy if I leave the house for a little while to give them a break.
We know that you joined us last year for the excursion on the trip to go see Ghost at the Aragon. A great show that was. What you been listening to these days?
Well, you know what? It's funny you bring up Ghost. There's I'm trying to remember the name. There's a name that you can play on, you know, Xbox, PlayStation, all the different video game consoles, that, and you can download songs and play along with them. And I actually picked up the entire Ghost catalog and have been playing a lot of that stuff, trying to keep up with Rats and all their jams. But I mean, I'm a classic rock guy through and through. So I mean, I've been trying to pick up. It's hard for me because I'm not, you know, Slash or Joe Perry or any of those guys, but just to play along with them has been fun. I've been playing some Shinedown. I've been doing Alter Bridge. I caught with you guys just down the road at the Apollo. A little Blackstone Cherry action. I'm looking at my wall as we speak right now. I mean, and then I go to the classics. I got some Eagles stuff up there. I got some Motley Crue. I got Hailstorm. I got Starset. I mean, I'm running the 104.9X gauntlet, my friend, with a lot of this good stuff. And then it was Cheap Trick Day the other day, so I popped in a couple of Cheap Trick records and tried to goof around with those. So, yeah.
A lot of the fun stuff.
I'm all over the map, pal.
Maybe that'll be a Facebook Live video for down the road, that Joey Z playing.
Oh, man, that'll probably set a record for the least amount of viewers.
Well, you mentioned before that over there at the BMO, you guys are running some classic Ice Hogs games. And I know coming up, I've got the schedule in front of me as if that matters really anymore. We've got five or so dates left, but tonight there's a Chicago Wolves game that was scheduled to be playing. Are you guys going to be running a classic Ice Hogs versus Wolves rivalry game?
100%. And that was kind of the mindset is, you know what, we're going to take the rest of the schedule, we're going to play it on out. And it's going to be with classic games from either this current season or the past season and have the calls with it and all the excitement with it too. So, yeah, so we got the Wolves tonight, and then you got the Milwaukee Admirals the next night. And, I mean, it's going to be fun. We're going to relive Hockey Fights Cancer Night, which was earlier in November, an outstanding game at BMO Harris Bank Center. Of course, the players were wearing their lavender uniforms and auctioning them off for a great cause. But, of course, it was a big Ice Hogs performance against their in-state rivals, too. And that'll be fun. And then the Milwaukee contest on Saturday will be a nice showcase of, you know, when Kevin Lonkinen set an all-time record, 55 saves and a big victory for the Ice Hogs as well. So it's a nice way to walk down memory lane. And for me as a broadcaster, to go back and moderate and listen to yourself for a full hockey game, sometimes I'm like, man, do I really sound like that? Did I really say that? Like, what am I thinking? So it's fun.
And you're right there in the chat too, right?
Yeah, I'm right there talking, answering questions, and having a lot of fun with fans too. So I'm very much engaged with everybody too. And it's been, and I find myself still getting all tensed up. We had an overtime rebroadcast not too long ago with a Matthew Highmore game winner, and I got excited. I was like, oh, man, it's overtime. Like, I knew it was going to happen. But, like, still, you get excited. It's fun to share that with everybody.
Well, that's the one positive that comes out of all of this. We don't have live sports, but at least we can look back at some of the cool memories that have happened. And the Ice Hogs and you have done a great job with doing that here recently, Joey. Where can people find the classic games going forward?
Classic games, if you want to see the full schedule, I mean, everything is linked right through the homepage, right on the front page, icehogs.com. We're doing the broadcast themselves on Facebook Live, so it's a chance to actually live get in. talk with your friends and family. It's a good way to connect with them and share some ice hockey as well and watch a little action there. You can pop it up and connect it up to your TV, put it on the big screen. We try and make it as easy as possible to get it on all your devices. So icehockey.com, and then we're rebroadcasting the games on Facebook, and hope you come and hang out with us.
And we'll be sharing those as well, Joey. Thank you so much, man. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Continue to stay safe, both you and your family, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Jackson, it's always great to catch up with you, man. I'm glad you're doing all right, too, and it's good to hear from you again. It's got to get the broadcast team back together. You're the ones that pushes all the buttons and gets us on the ones and twos up and running.
It's been way too long, Joey. I cannot wait, man.
That makes two of us, pal. I'm right there with you.
All right. Joey Z, voice of the Rockford IceHogs, kind enough to join us here on 104.9 The X. We've got the IceHogs Classic game going on later tonight, 7 o'clock. We've got the replay, where you can join them on Facebook Live at Rockford IceHogs on Facebook.